providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Here we are wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are going to wrap up this hour with a company update from Novo Resources. I'm chatting with the president and chairman, Quentin Henny. Novo is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NVO and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF. Now, Quentin, a couple news releases for us to follow up on. One coming out Thursday, October 29th. It essentially is giving a general overview, recap of the test work that is going on in Perth with this Steinert machine testing some of these fine grain gold fractions. Now, I want you to give us a little bit more of a summary of this news release, what exactly this machine is being used for, and the importance of testing these fine grain gold fractions. Please just give us a general update here.
Okay, brief overview, or we'll call it a summary of our plans. We've got a machine that we've actually purchased. It was constructed in Cologne, Germany, and it is now in transport to Perth. It has not reached Australia yet. So this machine that we're talking about in this news release is actually the Steinert machine that's in the Steinert yard in Perth. Okay, but we've been doing ongoing work at this facility. Steinert is allowing us to use the machine for free, so it's not costing us additional funds. But we've been doing some work in preparation for the arrival of our other machine that we've purchased in this trial mining exercise we're going to do. So what have we been doing? Well, look, back in 2018, when we first started test work on mechanical sorting, the machines were not adept at sorting finer grain fraction of rock. Okay, so when you crush rock, you get big chunks, medium chunks, and little stuff. Okay, and we would screen the material, and we could sort the big chunks and the medium chunks, but the little chunks, say less than 6 to 8 millimeters in size, the stuff that's smaller than that, the machines simply could not handle it. They couldn't identify the gold particles. They didn't have a high enough resolution, and we felt that that was unsortable at that time. Okay, now what's changed here is this sorting technology has advanced. There's also been enhancement in computer processing and resolution of the image, the scanners that see the gold particles as they're passing along the conveyor belt. So now the machines can readily see very, very small particles of gold embedded in rock. Okay, so we did this test work because we wanted to understand if we could sort that fine fraction. Lo and behold, the sub-8-millimeter fraction was readily sortable. Okay, so we were able to crush and basically screen sort everything in some test samples that we brought down to Perth. We brought these samples down from Karratha. I think we collected them about 2 months ago. We brought them down to Perth, crushed them, screened them, and now we've tested sorting everything, clear down to the bug dust. I mean, basically everything that we produced went through the sorter, and it appears to be highly effective. It's sorting everything. So this is a big, big win. You know, we don't have this kind of, well, what do we do with the fines kind of situation. Now we can sort the whole lot. Okay, now, not only that, what we found is the machine was capable of identifying some of the finer grain gold that we have in what we call halo around the nuggets. The nuggets, yeah, they're often a few millimeters across. You know, they're melon seed size things, and they're easy, reasonably easy for the machine to see. But prior test work we did had trouble identifying the finer grain halo of gold that surrounds the nuggets. You know, there's a little cloud of very fine grain gold particles. Well, it turns out this machine was able to sort that gold as well. So it's now capable of seeing the very fine particles of gold that surround the nuggets and actually capture that in the mechanical sorter as well. So this is a wonderful outcome. It also gives us a clear idea of what to expect when we do our trial mining exercise here soon. Now, the guys are working very hard at getting all the permitting, all the preparation work done for the exercise at Karratha. Now, one key component of that, I'm going to just kind of lunge in here, Corey. Sorry, I don't mean to overstep, but I'm going to give you a highlight around this news release that wasn't really brought front and center, but I think is incredibly important. We have NELMA approval. NELMA is the Aboriginal Corporation in the Karratha region, and they have given us consent to go ahead with the mining exercise. Okay, so this is a wonderful step. It basically gives us a green light to seeking the approvals we need. You know, the mines department and so forth, they look favorably upon having the consent of the Aboriginals prior, and we've done that. We've got their approval, and now I think, you know, it's a really a, you know, it's not a formality, but it's, you know, close to it as far as approvals from the regulatory agencies. So look, we'll get this approved. We'll do the trial exercise. I think it'll be wildly successful. Now, what's really cool, though, because we have the mill, okay, because we now own a conventional mill, we have equipment at the mill that we can now treat the concentrate from Karratha. So one of the things we want to get out of this is how much concentrate are we going to generate, all right? So this test work we've been doing here recently, we're trying to get a handle on how much of a percentage of the overall mass should we expect in a concentrate. Like, let's say we mined 100,000 tons. Are we going to end up with 100 tons of concentrate, 1,000 tons, 5,000 tons? We don't know. We wanted to get those answers. This test work that we've been doing indicates that we can likely see mass pulls or concentrates in the range of less than 3%. All right. So if we mine, you know, 20,000 tons, let's say, just for hypothetical case here, out of a bulk sample site, we should see something like about 600 tons or no more than 600 tons of concentrate. That's a wonderful outcome. Okay, we can take that over to Nulligan, and then we can use the milling equipment over there to then treat the concentrates. And this is our ultimate vision. Okay, we want to be able to mine at Karratha, crush green sort, produce a concentrate, ship it over to Nulligan, and actually extract the gold out of the concentrate there. This is shaping up very nicely. Everybody that's followed our story knows this is how we expect to grow production in the Pilbara region. And we've got a mill now. It's about finding ways to extract value out of these nuggety assets like Karratha. And I think we're well on the path.
Okay, we've got a lot to cover there, Quentin. Let's deal with the whole mining scenario then when it comes to the aspect that these crushers seem, or the sorters seem to be able to now sort everything down to the smallest fine grain gold that you have there. Does that just mean that costs should be lowered and the whole mining situation scenario should be much more straightforward? In a sense, you dig up the ground, you run it through a sorter, you create a concentrate, you ship it over to your actual mill. Is that as straightforward as it could be?
That's what we hope, yes. So here's the benefits. Okay, first of all, we're talking about a process that does not require wet chemistry. Okay, crushing, screening, and sorting is a dry process. That's a big benefit. We don't have wet chemical processing to look at now. That should make the permitting easier. It should make the capital requirements for processing at Karratha much, much lower, you know, perhaps way lower than a conventional mill. It basically puts us in a position where we can fast track the project, but also capitalize it with very low cost. What does it mean? Well, it also means that we, you know, I look at other things. Okay, for example, if we crush screen this stuff, the waste product, what could you do? Well, you could actually use that for aggregate. Okay, there's potential for added value there, as crazy as that sounds. But the other thing is reclamation. You could just use the material, go, you know, reclaim the ground, like literally put the material straight back down and then contour it and reclaim it. Okay, so this is a fantastic outcome. This is basically operating a glorified gravel operation. Means added production out in Nulligan. You know, we truck the concentrates there. It allows the company to grow its production with a very simple, cost-effective means.
So one final comment regarding the sorter and now it being able to detect fine fractions, let's say under 6 to 8 millimeters. What portion of the project of the potential gold component did these smaller fractions make up?
You know, once you crush rock, like you can do a gentle crush, and you usually see about 30% of the mass in that fraction, sometimes a bit more. Okay, so it was not an insignificant amount. Now, when you consider that the gold and gold nuggets tend to pop out during crushing, in other words, I don't know why, but you know, for some reason the gold tends to fall into that fraction disproportionately. There was a lot more gold in that fine fraction. So yes, this is a huge benefit. Okay, it means we can, you know, catch all those nuggets that literally popped out of the rock during crushing, and a lot of the halo material that's captured in those little particles of rock is actually also being sorted. You know, so this is a huge win.
Okay. Now, Quentin, the other comment that you made there that was kind of buried in this news release is this NELMA approval. As you even mentioned, you still need to get some of the other government approvals, but this was a big hurdle to get over because of the fact that you most likely weren't going to get any sort of government approvals if you didn't have the Aboriginal support. Give a little more color on how this finally came together now.
Well, look, we started our relation with NELMA back in 2017, late in the year. A lot of people said, "Oh, it's going to take you months and months to get their consents for heritage, you know, approvals and stuff on our tenements." And it didn't. We were able to actually strike agreement with them back then to advance our exploration activities, and we've continued to build our relation with NELMA. So I would say, you know, the team in Perth has gone out of their way to really build a strong relation with NELMA. And NELMA recognizes that this could be a meaningful opportunity for them. You know, they're headquartered right there in Karratha, so they're right next to the project, literally. And, you know, they recognize the benefit this could generate. So they've been very supportive. There's always personalities and stuff that one has to deal with in any corporation, you know, especially when you bring two companies together like us and them. But by and large, we've developed a fantastic relation, and we are absolutely delighted to be working with them. And I think we have a great basis to move forward. I mean, this approval basically green lights, you know, further mining activities and stuff. So I think this sets a great foundation for working with NELMA over the many, many years to come.
All right, let's also talk about the news release that came out today on Friday, October 30th. General operational update. What do you want to highlight in terms of this update?
Yeah, look, the team, I'm going to make it really clear. I'm in Colorado, and the team in Perth is the one operating this. I think you can see from the level of detail in both yesterday's news release and today's news release, we have an absolutely fantastic team. They are all over this thing. And they have every aspect of each of these projects thought out, you know, getting Karratha going, but also getting Beaton's Creek going. So the operational update that was provided today, largely derived from Chris Martin's work. Chris is the general manager of our operation there at Beaton's Creek. It talks about a number of things. So firstly, at Beaton's Creek on site, we've got site development going. We've actually cleared the roads and stripped topsoil and stuff, and we're doing the first round of grade control drilling right now. Okay, this is important. You do grade control drilling to understand where the gold layers are and how you're going to mine it and so forth. So this is really a critical first step. One of the more interesting things we have going there is we're going to use the Chrysos technique for assaying. Chrysos is a gamma ray spectrometry technique where you basically put crushed rock into a canister. And this is especially useful for coarse nuggety gold, which we have. But you put the canister in a machine, it bombards it with gamma rays. It then looks at the radiation that comes back out of the canister, and it can ascribe the spectra that's kicked out by gold and quantify how much gold is in that rock. Okay, this is a new technology, but it's now been lab certified. It was developed by CSIRO in Australia, which is basically a governmental research branch. It is fantastic. It's going to take the mining industry forward. Okay, this is one of those incredible quantum leaps that is going to transform the mining industry. And Noble, quite frankly, we are the first ones that did commercial work with these guys. Okay, we started using Chrysos back in when the heck was it? I think it was 20 latter part of 2017, if memory serves. We actually started using Chrysos. We did some test work on Beaton's Creek material back then, and we compared it to screen metallic assays and things like this to make sure it was working. Saw fantastic results, and now we are probably going to use Chrysos at a a mine level. Like we would like to buy one of these machines and use it for our grade our assays, grade control assays on a routine basis. So that's all good. Now on the mill side, we have a lot of update there too. Look, the mill was in reasonably good shape, but there were some things that desperately needed addressing, and some of those include lining the tanks. The tanks were rusting. They were not well kept. Maintenance was a bit rough, but the team we have and this engineering firm that we've contracted have done a fantastic job fixing everything up. We are truly fixing the mill up to be operational for many, many years to come. We want to treat this as though we will be mining here for the next 20, 25 years, something like that. So we're taking this very seriously and making sure everything is up to snuff so that when we flip the thing on, we are ready to go without any more headaches for many years to come.
All right. Well, Quentin, let's wrap it up with a question that I have a listener that's wanted me to ask for a couple interviews. Unfortunately, I forgot about it in the last interview, so I'm going to ask it now. I want your view of how Novo Resources is going to reward investors, shareholders in the future. The listener outlines, is it going to be dividends? Is it going to be gold coin distribution? Is it going to be JVs, takeovers? Give us a little thought here, please.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so pretty much all of the above. But let's talk about this in detail. So let's first look at Novo, where we are now. We do have a loan facility with Sprott Lending. Look, our ambition is going to be to pay that off as quick as humanly possible. Okay, I'm not a fan of debt. We did take on the debt here to get this deal done, but we will pay it off as quick as possible. Once we do, then the company does have freedom to look at dividends and things like this. Okay, I'm not going to say that we have a dividend policy set in place yet. That will be set in place once we get better clarity on when we're going to pay the debt and so forth. And, at that time, what gold prices are and so forth and so on. But I would say this, at a fundamental level, if you look at all the board members we have and management, we are definitely on the conservative side as far as we're not going to squander cash by any stretch. We will use it very effectively either for growth of the company or through dividends to shareholders, or a combination of both. Now, part of that is a kind of a fundamental view that the gold is a better form of money than cash. Okay, so I personally am going to push that whatever excess cash we generate is kept in the form of gold whenever possible, rather than paper cash itself. So, like actually have an account at Perth Mint or elsewhere that keeps a lot of our funds in gold. I mean, I think that's a testament to the gold industry. Like building a strong gold company, you want to support the commodity you're in, right? So I really see that as an important component. As far as other things, look, I think you mentioned JVs and other opportunities. Look, I do have the ambition of growing Novo. I've said this many times. That's why we've taken the stakes in various companies. How these things pan out, I don't have a full crystal ball that sees that far in the future. But I would say that Novo would like to grow, and we will be a much bigger company in a few years' time. I would also say that where there's opportunity, say, for some of the shares that we have in various other companies, they're either going to be the basis, like a toehold for acquisition, or they're going to be a wonderful reward for our shareholders as a form of a dividend or something like that. But we are here to create value. Okay, that's it. Bottom line, here to create value and reward our shareholders.
All right. Well, Quentin, I appreciate the update here. A lot of news, a lot of kind of general updates, but hey, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a Novo shareholder, and we will be following up as more news hits the market. Quentin, everybody else, thank you very much for taking time on your weekend. Thank you for all tuning in, and thank you for all the emails that I continue to receive. I know the market has been a bit volatile and crazy, a bit schizophrenic, really, but hopefully next week we'll clear up at least some of this worry and some of what is handcuffing, I believe, some of the sectors that we talk about quite regularly. So, hey, everyone, have a great rest of your weekend.